Hello, everyone. Welcome to 30 Minutes for a Better You, a segment devoted to women's topics that will help make every day a good day. You'll hear from magazines such as Redbook, Woman's Day, Good Housekeeping, and the like, with articles ranging from health and well-being in relationships to decorating, travel, and finance. Information you need to get the most out of your life. More from Good Housekeeping for September 2019. Articles for today include the 17 hacks for hair coloring. We heard a little bit last week, but we're going to start again in case you forgot. Throwback facts from 100 years of Good Housekeeping. Health smarts then and now. Health remedies. Answering your health questions. And if there's time, some really super things to eat, cook, sip, and serve. Enjoy! First up, 17 hacks for stunning hair color. Roughly 43 million women in the U.S. have dyed their hair in the past 6 months, studies have shown. Whether you're a salon regular or a do-it-yourself devotee, we have GH Beauty Lab and Pro Secrets for getting and keeping the head-turning hair color of your dreams. Number one. Update your shade. Freshen up your go-to hair color for fall. Personalized advice from Rita Hazan, a celebrity colorist in New York City who's created custom hues for the icons J-Lo and Madonna. GH Beauty Lab tip, to find your best shade at the store, eye those close to your current one. Boxed dyes are usually displayed in color order on a shelf. Hold a section of your hair up to the box to find a close match. Then choose from the next two shades, either up or down. Two, know when to go pro. The biggest do-it-yourself dyeing snafu is thinking you can transition from, say, black to platinum hair at home, or even from brown to blonde. Changes from one color family to another can require multiple processes, which are best left to a salon colorist who knows how to assess tones and minimize the damage. When dyeing your hair yourself, stay within two shades, we just talked about that, lighter or darker of your current color, says Carrie Hill, a celebrity colorist at Mache Salon in Los Angeles. Three, buy two boxes if your hair is shoulder length or longer, as you may need more dye to cover your whole head, depending on the thickness of your hair. If you end up with an extra box, save it for the next time or return it. Four, don't skip the strand test. Though bypassing it is tempting, I know I do it, the strand test is key, especially when trying a new shade. Color a few trimmed or hidden hairs first, then look at the result before you commit. Five, go naked. To avoid staining clothes, put on an old robe or button front shirt, or as some GH testers do, go nude, so you don't have to lift a top over your head when it's time to rinse. Cover surfaces, the floor, and the sink with garbage bags or layers of newspaper you can toss afterwards, rather than sheets or towels that can get soaked through and need washing. Six, but don't streak. Guard your skin against stains by gliding a clear, solid lip balm along your hairline, which I think that's the best idea ever, including around your ears before applying the color. Its small size makes application precise, Hill says. Seven, think like a surgeon. Lay your tools out on the counter and read through the included instructions before you jump in. That way you'll be clear on the steps and won't have to stop mid-process, which could lead to mistakes like leaving the dye on too long or missing areas. 8. Stop squeezing from the bottle. Get a bowl and a brush like salon colorists use to mix and paint on dye with less mess and the most even professional result. You can find them at your local beauty supply store. Number 9. Highlight with a toothbrush. Here's a smart trick from GH testers who color their hair at home. When applying highlights or lowlights, use a clean toothbrush or mascara wand to paint on the dye precisely and subtly. Genius! 10. Start at the top. Begin applying dye at the roots since they need the most color and processing time, letting it develop per the package instructions. Then comb it through the rest of your hair to distribute it evenly and avoid that two-tone effect. Work in 4 to 6 sections like salon pros do. You can use hair clips if you wish to ensure full coverage. Number 12. It is 11. There it is. I turned the page too soon. Look into two mirrors. Use a handheld mirror to check the back of your head in the bathroom mirror as you color so you won't miss spots. Now we go to number 12. Have wet wipes on hands. Use the wipes to sweep away any dye splatters as they happen so they don't have a chance to set. 13. Put a shower cap on it. Place a disposable shower cap over your head while the dye processes to prevent it from dripping. Another trick I use is your old Kroger plastic bags, and then you can just throw it out. 14. Get extra gloves. Have a spare pair on hand to protect your skin from staining when you rinse the color off, in case your original ones are too soiled to use again. 15. Avoid H2O. It's rule number one for making your color last. Despite the blame put on shampoo, water is actually the main culprit in color fading, says GH Beauty Lab senior chemist Sabrina Weissman. Each time your hair is soaked with or without shampoo, dye molecules can leach out. And chlorine, salt, and minerals found in water can cause hair's cuticle, the outer layer, to lift, accelerating the pigment loss. Your best bets? Apply dry shampoo at night to extend time between washes. Attach a filter to your shower head to remove damaging elements, and shampoo at the end of your shower to reduce the water exposure. When swimming, avoid wetting hair or protecting it with a swim cap. Avoid wetting hair or protect it with a swim cap or coating of conditioner. 16. Shield from the sun. And that's true for just about anything these days. The sun works like bleach, breaking down not only artificial color, but also the melanin that gives natural hair its pigment, says James Corbett, Clairol Color Director in New York City. So UV protection is just as important for your hair as your skin, because there's no such thing as sunscreen for hair. Cover it up with a hat or scarf when you're exposed for a long period of time, like when you're at the beach. 17. Swap your shampoo. No shampoo is totally color safe, since all shampooing requires wetting hair and water itself strips the dye. Though sulfate-free shampoos are thought to slow down color loss, our tests have found that they don't always perform significantly better than those with sulfates. Extend your shade's life with a proven formula labeled for color-treated hair. And here's some quick facts from the throwback era of Good Housekeeping. Throwback, 1934. Then, while testing bottled ketchup, GH Pro set criteria. A good ketchup became the dominant spelling in the 1980s, would be made of sound ripe tomatoes. Now, the GH Test Kitchen still thinks ketchup should be made of sound ripe tomatoes, and like Maya Kamel's spicy curry version and Primal Kitchen's offerings. 1941. In response to the FTC, GH drops of approval from the GH seal name and introduces a limited warranty, meaning that GH covers the cost to repair, refund, or replace seal-holding products that don't perform as promised. 1943. GH Institute opens the Baby Center, complete with nursery go-tos. We now regularly advocate for parents and alert them about safety issues like the dangers of crib bumpers. We use our authority and reliable parenting research to offer science-based tips. Also from 1943, we show readers the equipment used to test fabric strength and more. Testing research and science-backed textiles product reviews are now some of GH's most trusted and searched for online content. 1947. Thor's Auto Magic Washer, Thor, saves space as a clothes washer and a dishwasher. By the next decade, it's gone. 1950. Tide products carry the GH seal. Today, nearly 70 years later, Tide is still a GH seal star and a top performer in our tests. 1952, GH stops accepting cigarette ads due to their harmful effects on health, 12 years before the U.S. Surgeon General issues a report on the health hazards of smoking. And here's our next article from the experts at the Good Housekeeping Institute, Home Labs. Home isn't just a spot with four walls and a front door. It's the launch pad for your life, which is why our cleaning experts, designers, and stylists are dedicated to doling out genius advice to make certain there's no place like your home. And here's some of the super GH Seal winners. Mr. Clean Super Scrubbers. I love these things. Tackle almost everything from sticky oven knobs to dingy white sneakers with these powerful cleaning pads made of micro scrubbing foam. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser Sheets, which are new. Great for tough grime. These scored big with GH Home Care Pros. They're innovative shape. They're thinner, larger, and more flexible. The sheets are a brand new take on a trusted classic. We like that this unique design makes them perfect for fitting into hard-to-reach areas like around faucets and behind appliance handles. Standout performance? Despite these sheets' thin profile, our experts were impressed by how well they held up in cleaning lab tests. We found that they were durable when wet, held their shape, and didn't disintegrate during scrubbing. And the Mr. Clean Magic Erase Extra Durable. With too many uses to count, the pads are a cleaning lab staple. Longer lasting form, perfect for tackling super tough messes. These offer more cleaning power than the original Magic Eraser, also a GH Seal Star winner. In the same convenient packages, the edges are curved to give you a better grip. And the top cleaning power? In lab evaluations, the pads lasted a long time and removed difficult stains like crayon and soap scum without crumbling. We were completely blown away by how easy they made rubbing out dirt and grime. Our next GH Seal winner, Odor Blocker Poo-Pourri. I'm sure we all heard about this. Pumpkin spice is always nice, and now even in the bathroom. Cancel out stinky toilet smells with this Before You Go spray that has been trusted by our cleaning lab experts for years. Poo-Pourri Pumpkin Chai Toilet Spray. I'm not sure about that one. The new spray channels everyone's favorite fall scent while staying true to the formula that consistently impresses our pros. A fresh air innovation. Spritz on the water surface before you go, and it creates a barrier to trap odors and freshen the air. We were blown away by how well it replaced bathroom smells and pleasant scent. Responsible formula. Our sustainability experts like that the non-aerosol spray is formulated with a natural essential oil blend and doesn't include synthetic fragrances, alcohol, or formaldehyde. Sensational choices. While pumpkin chai is perfect for crisp fall days, there are also 12 others, like original citrus and lavender vanilla. GH testers raved about all the scent options. And a take-anywhere solution? The bottle is 2 ounces, so you can even pack it in your carry-on when you travel. In our reviews, we found if you spray it 3 times before going, you'll get up to over 100 uses. Next one, Cedarstone Rockin' Quartz. Design your home for form and function with these super tough counters that performed so well in our evaluations. We installed them in all of our Institute labs and GH test kitchens. Cedarstone countertops. These ultra-resistant surfaces impressed our engineers with their outstanding resilience and stunning high-end looks. Standout durability. A blend of around 93% quartz and 7% of polymers and resin makes the surfaces super tough and less prone to damage. More forgiving than natural stone for daily use, they're mildew and mold resistant and non-porous. Top stain resistance. A staple in the labs for 13 years, these stand up to our pros' wear and tear. We especially like that their composition renders them incredibly resistant to stains. While the rare spot can happen, it's simple to remove with bleach. And they're low maintenance. Other options must be sealed every so often to combat stains and can be damaged by certain cleaners. You don't have to walk on eggshells with Cedarstone. Just give surfaces a daily wipe down. No sealant needed. And a smart design swap. No matter what your style, you can't go wrong with timeless stone like granite or marble, but it can be surprisingly delicate. Cedarstone offers 60 colors and finishes to give you the same chic look without all of the upkeep. And our last top performing GH Seal winner, a fresh washer wizard. Keep your washing machine looking and smelling like new with these powerful tablets, which aced our cleaning lab evaluations. Well, I can't wait to hear about this because, boy, I could use something like this. A fresh washing machine cleaner. It wowed GH home care experts and left much used appliances in our labs sparkling. No scrubbing needed. Impressive performance. These tablets are formulated to tackle detergent and mineral buildup in places you can't see. We noticed a difference in our lab machines after just one cleaning cycle. Smart appliance maintenance. Gunk can clog your washer's drum holes, pump, and filter. These must-have tablets help remove the odor-causing leftover residue and also ensure that your machine performs like it should. An unbeatable convenience. Our pros like how simple the tablets are to use. Every month, place one in the empty washer tub as you would your detergent pack, and then run a clean water or normal cycle with hot water. And complete versatility. This fresh solution works whether you have a top or a front loader, a traditional or high-efficiency machine. Cleaning is especially vital for water-saving models in that they are more susceptible to these strong odors. Now we're going to hear some more throwback facts as we go on to our next article. Throwback? 1956. Then, GH introduces a 7-day exercise plan you can do while taking a bath. Now, we test home fitness and boutique gym gear, yoga mats, meditation apps, and resistance bands in the new GH Wellness Lab powered by Elysium Health. In 1960, Betty Friedan writes her pivotal piece, Women Are People Too, in the pages of Good Housekeeping, inspiring her groundbreaking book, The Feminine Mystique. 1961, CoverGirl starts in Maryland. Its iconic clean foundation becomes one of our longest-standing makeup GH Seal stars. 1961, with interest in vehicle safety on the rise, GH urges readers to install seat belts in cars 7 years before car makers are required by law to do so. 1962, in a monthly column he writes for GH, public servant and educator Arthur S. Fleming pens, equal pay for equal work is simple justice in the November issue. 1963, the pitfalls of skipping breakfast get attention when we write about how the practice can negatively affect work performance after a study shows that many people forget to eat it. 1965, GH publishes 120 Ways to Please a Man. The first step is to be pleased yourself and not to be shy about showing it. The rest are cleaning, cooking, and beauty tips. 1967, Clairol's Instant Hair Setter delivers bouncy curls. Its temporary root touch-up is now a GH Seal star. 1969, GH endorses the Child Protection and Toy Safety Act and rejects ads for dangerous toys. 1972, even in the 70s, we shared time-saving tips, telling readers, prepare an extra batch of your dish to freeze. That habit can save hours. 1972, the GH Institute helps establish clothing care laundry standards before there is a law mandating care info on garment labels. Throwback to 1973, then, we tell readers that using a broom will improve their flexibility. Now, research shows that housework is a great way to burn calories, but we know chores aren't anyone's preferred way to exercise. So our home care experts keep coming up with new tricks for tidying up smarter and faster. 1976. Princess Grace of Monaco and her daughter, Princess Caroline, are our August cover stars. Also in 1976, First Lady Betty Ford sits down with GH to discuss the value of the American homemaker. 1980. Family and consumer scientist Carolyn Forte starts at GH on November 17th. She is now 39 years into her career as the director of the GH Cleaning Lab. 1983, with microwaves becoming a household staple, GH creates a section with special recipes and tips for cooking them. 1985, President Reagan and First Lady Nancy Reagan send us a warm message to recognize GH's 100th anniversary after dining in the GH dining room. Except for a few updates, the room remains preserved as designed in 1936. Oh, I'd love to see that. 1998, GH Textiles and parenting experts lead the industry in the development of a new standard for crib sheets after our tests find that many pose suffocation risks. 1999, GH honors Brooks Brothers wrinkle-resistant shirts with a Goodbye Award. 1999 also, we decide that before any dietary supplement can advertise in GH, it must meet the GH Institute's safety criteria. 2000, our tests uncover that some kids' bike helmets don't meet federal safety rules, and a shocking number of these children's helmets are recalled. 2008, Conan O'Brien visits GH and has his skin analyzed by the GH Beauty Lab's Vizia complexion machine. Also in 2008, GH urges readers to support the Virginia Graham Baker Pool and Spa Safety Act after three pool alarms fail tests. Also in 2008, GH wins a Beacon Award from the Home Safety Council for reporting on safety in and around the house. Well, we've got about 7 minutes left, so let's see how much we can get in. Wellness Plus Nutrition Labs, good housekeeping since 1909. Our newest labs were created in response to your demand for up-to-the-minute eat right, sleep well, live better advice from health experts like our on-staff dietitian and scientists. Then and now, let's test your health smarts. We admit it. Sprinkled into our wellness wisdom over the years have been a few clunkers. Alas, we only wish spot reduction worked. Can you guess which tips are good as the day we publish them and which should go the way of the cotton ball diet? We never recommended that, for the record. The 1900s. Mother's instinct is real. A mom wakes when the baby is uncovered. Is aware of his need for food before he has expressed it and senses when he is in danger. That was reported in February of 1907. This is legit. New mothers' senses are definitely heightened, likely thanks to greater amounts of the stress hormone cortisol, says Robin Edelstein, PhD, professor of psychology at the University of Michigan. Cortisol levels increase quite a bit during pregnancy and stay somewhat elevated postpartum, which may help women be attentive to their infants, says Edelstein. There you have it, moms, proof of our superpowers. Here's a couple of throwback facts, too. 2008, a special report in GH Roller Coaster Roulette addresses amusement park ride safety. Also in 2008, the GH Institute expands its toy testing program by recruiting kid testers to vet the first Best Toy Award winners. And in 2009, GH warns readers of an acetone-free nail polish remover that uses methanol, which is even more hazardous. Then and now, 1910s, meat is the perfect protein. As a practical, everyday, all-the-year-round source of protein, there is nothing like meat. This was reported in May 1913. Is it legit? No, this is lame. Make more room on your plate for plant-based proteins like beans, lentils, tofu, nuts, and yes, even veggies. Swapping them in for meat in meals at least once per week can lower chronic disease risk. There, we said it. It is well known that bananas help pull babies through bouts of celiac disease, October 1959. We now know that celiac disease is an autoimmune disease triggered by gluten that people don't grow out of. From the 1960s, what you eat as an adult doesn't impact your teeth. After all, the teeth are formed and calcified. Diet has little effect on the teeth. This is from May 1969. This is Lame. As if you needed another reason to eat healthy, a nutritious diet is essential for good oral health. As teeth form, specialized cells build the enamel layer and calcify it with minerals like calcium and phosphate. That process finishes up around age 14, but enamel, dentine, and roots are still affected by what you eat as an adult, says Rodrigo La Cruz, PhD, Associate Professor of Craniofacial Biology at NYU College of Dentistry. Sugar feeds bacteria that dissolve enamel, while your dentin and roots continue to need minerals. The 1970s. Foot fungi love damp sneakers. Let sneakers air out for several hours between wearings. This dries them out and reduces the possibility of shoes harboring perspiration, odors, and fungi. From March 1975. This is legit. Feet still sweat, sneakers still retain moisture, and many people continue to battle embarrassing footovers, says Doug Tooman, DPM. Sneakers, socks, and exercise equal a hot, damp, dark environment, perfect for fungi and bacteria to percolate and breed. Tooman recommends wearing your exercise sneakers only during workouts and removing the liners afterwards to help them dry out between sweat sessions. Socks designed to wick away moisture can also help. From the 1990s, stress causes stomach aches. The everyday pressures of life can hit below the belt, literally. Doctors say stress can be the cause of such problems or, at the very least, trigger for flare-ups. This was in May 1997. This is mostly legit. Stress can intensify symptoms of painful irritable bowel syndrome, but research says it doesn't actually cause it. More likely, IBS is the result of a past infection, possibly food poisoning, that triggers the production of antibodies that impair the nerves in the gut, says Mark Pimentel, MD, of the Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. Tests can reveal whether you carry the antibodies. From the 1950s, shiver your way slim. We said to wrap your torso in towels chilled in water, clinking with ice cubes between workout moves. This was in August 1957. This is legit. It sounds crazy and unpleasant, but there is some science behind this. When you're cold, your body taps into its brown fat stores, burning extra calories to maintain a healthy temperature, says George King, MD, research director at Joslin Diabetes Center in Boston. No more excuses for skimping those winter workouts. From the 1930s, massage fat away. If there is a little cushion of fat just underneath your belt, try massaging it off. Squeeze it in double handfuls about 50 times a day. This is from August 1935. This is lame. Outside of the minimal amount of calories you'll burn from using your forearm muscles to squeeze fat 50 times a day, probably about the amount in half an apple, this activity will do nothing whatsoever to reduce body fat. 1980s. Sugary snacks help you snooze. Drinking the proverbial glass of warm milk may not be the best way to get sleep at night. You'd be better off eating your sugary or starchy snack. February 1984. This is legit. A little sugary, starchy food triggers the production of serotonin, the happy hormone that induces feelings of calmness. GH told you these things first. Whole wheat is healthier. In 1913, Dr. Harvey Wiley of the GH Institute backed nutrition norms by declaring whole grains more nutritious than pure white bread and rice. Excess sugar is bad for you. In 1927, we noted the trouble with sugar is we use too much of it. Back then, we each averaged 100 pounds of the white stuff a year. Today, we eat more than 150 pounds. Fad diets don't work. In 1914, the article Swindled, Getting Slim declared, "Don't believe anyone who tells you that you can reduce your weight without dieting, exercise, and right living." And smoking kills. In 1928, G.H. alerted readers to the link between smoking and some cancers. In 1952, we stopped accepting cigarette ads 12 years before the U.S. Surgeon General issued a report of the hazardous use of tobacco. And we have pushed it to the limit, and we didn't even get to the rest of the magazine. So we're out of time again for today. Thanks for spending some of it with me. I certainly hope you enjoyed listening. I had fun reading all this stuff. And now for a bit of quotable health, wit, and wisdom until next time. From Dennis Waitley, American motivational speaker, writer, and consultant. Time and health are two precious assets that we don't recognize and appreciate until they have been depleted. This is Tracy Shoster. Thanks for tuning in. Have fun and be fabulous today.